This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you are having a fantastic day. I'm really excited to chat with you about something that has really been on my mind constantly ever since I found out that I am having a girl. And who knows, maybe these things would be on my mind if I was having a boy, but they've been on my mind, and I wanted to talk about three things that have become increasingly important to me because I'm having a girl. Now, I want to add a really important caveat that these three things are changing me, right? So it doesn't matter if you have kids, if you don't have kids, if you have boys, if you have girls, if you're a female or a male, these are practices that can change your life. They are changing my life more and more every single day. So while they came to my mind because I'm having a girl, I don't want anybody to think that this doesn't apply, because it absolutely, positively, without question, does apply. Before we dive in, I want to share that today's episode is brought to you by my favorite place for groceries, and that is Thrive Market. This past weekend, the past couple of weekends, actually, I was up at our family's beach house in Maine because there's a kitchen there, and I don't presently have a kitchen at my house. But when I got there, my mom walked in with a box from Thrive Market, and I walked in with a bag of stuff from Thrive Market. So as a family, we are big fans. My mom had gotten a couple of containers of ghee, which is clarified butter or butter without the milk fat, because it is so much less expensive through Thrive Market than it is at a traditional grocer. And she had also bought her skincare stuff. We use the same brand. It's called Fatco, F-A-T-C-O, and it is dramatically less expensive through Thrive Market than if you were to go through Fatco's website. I brought, of course, Primal Kitchen Chipotle Lime Mayo. We use that to make cabbage salad a couple of times. And I also brought up almonds and tart cherries, which we use to make some protein energy balls. So definitely check them out, because there are huge savings available to you. And when you sign up through the URL thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, you get a free 30-day trial membership, so you can see if you're going to take advantage of it. It's not just food stuff. They have personal care products, so your hand soaps, your shampoos, your conditioners, pet products, everything you can think of, Thrive Market has it. They even have things like salt rock lamps and things for the home, food storage containers, anything you need for your house or to live a healthier lifestyle. Thrive Market has got you covered. So go through the URL thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, because you get to save more that way. And then the last thing I want to mention before we dive into today is that I am hosting a totally free webinar on Wednesday, the 11th of this month. So the 11th of September, 2019, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the three new rules for success. The three new rules for success. Just go to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/653, to get registered for that. You don't want to miss it, because what I'm going to be talking about is a lot of the old ways that don't work, the old ways that we kind of return to again and again and again, that make up the scenario where we are kind of treading water, two steps forward, two steps back, begin again, get frustrated, begin again, get frustrated. There are new rules for success to make things easier and to accelerate progress towards absolutely any goal you have. So I'd love to have you join me for that. Again, mark your calendar Wednesday, the 11th of September, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's totally free. Go to the show notes for today's episode to register. primalpotential.com/653. All right. My thoughts that are improving me every day, and I'm sure they will continue to, they're also improving my boyfriend. They're improving our relationship. And these apply whether you have kids or you don't, whether you are male or female. And the first one that's been on my mind a lot lately is about body image. Body image. The reality is, I spent most of my life on the sidelines, living small, playing small, and profoundly unhappy on a very regular basis because of my body. My thoughts about my body, my thoughts of what other people might be thinking about my body. I didn't enjoy things that I should have. Everything from vacations to school trips to just random days sitting in class or volleyball practice or dates, because I was in my head judging myself because of my size and because of the way my body looked. Every single day was darker than it needed to be because of that. And it wasn't just one fleeting moment in the morning. It was pervasive. It was throughout the day, every day. And I don't want anybody to live that way. Not me, not you, and absolutely not my daughter. And I know that a huge piece of this for her comes down to my example. But even if she didn't exist, like the fact that I'm thinking more about this because I'm having a baby is great, but this is an area where I had room for improvement, whether there was a kid in the picture or not. And I have come a long way in the way I think about myself, in the way I think about how other people might think of me. But let's be real. I've still got a long way to go. I noticed this not only, you know, thinking about who and how I want my daughter to be and how I want her to feel and what I want her to avoid, but I also noticed it as my body started to change in pregnancy, partially because I'm growing a human and also partially because I'm eating differently and I've had more than a few insecure thoughts. And I've had more than a few negative thoughts, and I've had more than a few straight up unkind thoughts. And I've decided that I just refuse for that to be the example I set. That life or a day or a moment can be darkened or diminished because of my own thoughts about my body. This miracle, and I don't say miracle because I'm pregnant, just our bodies are truly miraculous in all that they do, all of the time. I refuse to set that example, and more importantly, I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live that way. And here's the deal. I get it. As far as setting an example goes, she's not here yet, right? I've still got a few months before she's here noticing and watching. But if I fool myself into thinking that, like, oh, well, it's fine now to be judgmental or critical or insecure, and I'll just stop when she's here or magically stop when she's old enough to notice. No, that's not how it works. I either am that kind of person who thinks that way, or I am no longer that kind of person who thinks that way, and I choose the latter. I will not magically change because she's out of the womb. I don't want to live that way. I'm recording this the day before I leave for a business trip. And not only does my body look different from the last time I saw these people, clothing has been a challenge. And I'm officially at the point where some of my pants don't fit or don't fit comfortably. And some of my tops look a little bit awkward. So I had to buy some new clothes, which is a point I've been at many times in my life outside of pregnancy. Just shopping for new clothes in general or having an event to go to. And as I did this, I definitely noticed the thoughts of judgment, insecurity, fear of what other people might think. And I have to choose. And every day is an opportunity. So many moments in a day are an opportunity to choose to say, I don't want to be that kind of human. I don't want to bring any negativity into my life that I've manufactured in my own mind because of what I think others might think about me or my body. No way. I don't want to be that person anymore. So that got me thinking about how I do want to show up. And confident came to mind. Well, I can't simultaneously be confident and insecure thinking that people are going to be judging my body or my outfit. Joyful. Giving no energy to what other people might think. Because you know what? Facts of life. Some people are going to notice Elizabeth's put on weight. True. Elizabeth has put on weight. And some people might think, oh, I wasn't that big or I was bigger at that phase of pregnancy. And I don't want to give my energy to that kind of stuff because I have no impact over it. I have no control over it. I just want to be peaceful and joyful in and of myself. For myself, by myself, not wasting precious energy, precious emotion on manufacturing fears about what other people might think. Not only is pregnancy beautiful, so is being alive. Holy moly, it is a miracle that our bodies continue to function for another day, that we are here to enjoy moments for another day. And our bodies don't look the same as each other's, as they did 5 months ago. We're all at different points, and we do not have to create so much drama and so much negativity over fear of others, and it is a practice. If you're anything like me, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to practice. I've had practice opportunities. I saw my mom for the first time after a few weeks, and it was definitely like, okay, we're clearly pregnant now. And seeing somebody for the first time after that, or even I was gone for 3 days, and over those 3 days, baby grew, and I did too. And coming back home to see the boyfriend after a few days, it was an opportunity to enter that situation with excitement and confidence instead of nervousness and insecurity. It is a practice, but it's a practice that's worth it. Because it's the example I want to set, and it's also, more importantly, the way I want to live my life. So I have to choose to think differently about myself and about how other people might perceive me. I've lived that smaller life, that insecure life, and it's not fun. I just don't want to do that anymore. And it's a choice I'll make 100 times a day, and it's a choice you can make 100 times a day. And day after day, it will get easier. And change does happen with practice. The second thing that's really been on my mind in terms of the example that I want to set, which ultimately just comes back to who and how I want to be, whether there's a child in the picture or there's not. Strong without apology and kind without excuse. strong without apology, and kind without excuse. I have definitely made apologies for my strength, and I've absolutely made excuses to not demonstrate kindness. Whether it's something just passing like, oh, I know, sorry, I'm pretty direct, I'm a New England girl. I don't need an apology for that. Strong without apology. And also kind without excuse. There's no excuse for a lack of kindness, right? Even if someone does me wrong, even if someone hurts my feelings, I can respond to those situations with kindness. I can be both strong and kind without exception, without excuse. I can have boundaries and be kind. I can be gentle and be strong. And as with body image, the world gives me tons of opportunities to practice. Every time somebody says or does something that doesn't sit with me, I can be strong in my response to it and always kind. I can do this in my own home, in my personal relationships and my business relationships and strangers. There's just no excuse for a lack of kindness, especially when it comes to myself. Strong for me, to me, by me, without exception. And kind to me without excuse. I actually had this conversation with the boyfriend the other night, because we absolutely get irritated with each other and we lose our tempers and we disagree and, you know, we can walk away in frustration. And I said, you know, that's not how I want our daughter to see us interact, period. Because we can disagree and do it kindly. We can be upset with each other and be strong in our boundaries and be kind without excuse. I said, I really want, you know, this home and this relationship and all our relationships to be where we know we are strong and we are kind, period. There is no apology for our strength and there is no exception to our kindness. We can dislike what somebody else says or does and be kind. We can be strong no matter what. Even when things are hard, even when we're asking for support, we are strong. The last one is maybe my biggest responsibility, but also the one I am most excited about. And that is, I want my daughter to grow up knowing that there truly are no limits. And because I want her to live without limits, I have to live without limits. And this also means that I have to be really clear on what limits I've placed on my life or where I've accepted limits, even not totally consciously. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking back to when I was married and I hadn't yet started Primal Potential, but I was talking about it. And we had gotten out of debt, and we were both at this time, me and my former husband were both making low six-figure salaries. And I was talking about the next level of personal freedom and travel and time and money, what life could be like with more freedom. And my former husband said, I don't want more. I don't need more. I will never forget when he said that he was at a place where he then made more money in a year than his parents ever made combined in a year. And he said, that to me is success, and that's enough, and I don't need more, I don't want more. He has since changed his perspective, but he didn't have to, right? Even if he had never changed, that would be fine too. He chose that as sort of his limit, and we can do that. I just don't want to. And it's not about just financial limits, though that's certainly part of it. It's about options. When he accepted that limit, when he chose that limit at that time, while we were talking specifically about money, it also means limiting other areas of your life in terms of flexibility and freedom and travel and opportunity. You're accepting life at the limit of what that amount of money can provide, nothing more. There's an exercise that I do a couple of times a year with my coach that really helps me think outside of the limits. Basically, I write out my dream life, my dream day, really specifically. Everything down to where am I when I wake up? What do I see when I wake up? Who's in my home? What does my home look like? Where is it? What do I do first in the morning? What does everybody else in the home do? What does the day look like? And I go through in detail where I am, what I'm doing, what I'm wearing, who I'm with, what is part of my day, what is not part of my day. And then I'll go back and I'll say, like, is this the dream? Is this as good as it can be? Is this all that is possible? Or are you being conservative? Where are you being conservative? What else might be possible? And when I look at that day, most recently when I wrote it out, was probably in July, maybe early August, so not that long ago. I'm not there yet. I'm not even really that close. And I know I can get there. However, it will require that I think differently about everything, about time, about money, about travel, about service, about business, about myself. It's easier to break down these limits with money than it is in a lot of other areas, but I was thinking about like how I was raised thinking about money. I thought in terms of like jobs and salaries, and they were fairly fixed, right? Within a range. My mom was a teacher. She made a teacher's salary. My dad was a contractor, and we just knew that, like, on average, this is what contractors make. My sister now is a social worker, and there's a range for social workers. And my mom took on extra work, my sister as well. My mom worked and still works at the church, and she played weddings and funerals, and she gave piano lessons. So I very much saw, like, yeah, you can work more and then make more and have a few more options. But here's what I know. Working more to make more does not fit with the ideal that I'm going after. But that was all I kind of knew. That was what I grew up with. It's what most people talk about. And I wasn't quite sure how to get from where I was to where I want to be, from where I am to where I want to be. So I read books. So I hire coaches. So I'm constantly working on my mindset. I look for people who are doing it differently, who are not just in the rat race, who are not just doing the normal things that we've all kind of been told. You know, you go to school, you get an education, you get a job. If you need some extra money, you pick up some side work. And I also take risks and I ask a lot of questions. And I want to continue to set that example. I don't want to settle for, I mean, I work a lot, but I do okay, and it's all right, and, you know, we'll figure it out, and we'll make it work. I want my life to be exceptional, and I want that to be the standard that I demonstrate for my daughter. But it's also, independent of that, it's what I want for my own life, because as far as I know, we only get one crack at this. I have to break the box. I have to do things differently. I have to remove limits I had put on my health. It's kind of like, well, look, this is pretty good. I have to remove limits that I've put in terms of time. Like, you know, yeah, I've got to wake up and go to work and work all day. Says who? That might be the norm, but I'm not here for the norm. I want a life without limits. I want to demonstrate that example. So I've got to shake it up. I've got to do things differently. And it can be scary at first, but what's the alternative? Safe and predictable and really limited? It's one of the reasons, and I talked about this back in episode 624 on July 4th. I talked about saying yes to an opportunity that I was sure I would say no to because I had all sorts of fears and stories and worries about what other people would think. But it was part of the path of me thinking differently, doing things differently, and removing limits on my life. If you have not listened to episode 624, you need to go from here to there and listen to episode 624. I'll also link it up in the show notes. primalpotential.com/653, or you can just find episode 624. But the other thing that I'll put in the show notes for today's episode is a link to a private Facebook group I created where I'm talking more about kind of removing the limits on my life and what that looks like and what I'm doing differently, because that's sort of outside of the scope of the podcast, but the specifics of it anyway. But anybody can join that Facebook group if they're curious about that. I was telling my sister when we were up in at our beach house this past weekend that I was going to record this podcast, and I was thinking about, you know, raising a child and the example I want to set and how I need to change to be that kind of person for my family, but more importantly for myself. And I was like, you know, when I started thinking about my big three things with having a daughter, the one that kept running through my mind was just don't F it up. Don't F it up. Don't F it up. And I was, you know, saying that in jest a little bit. But then I asked my sister, because my sister works with teenagers. She's a social worker. She's brilliant and she's excellent with children. She also grew up in the same house as me, obviously. And we were talking about these three things. We were talking about body image, about strong without apology and kind without excuse, about living a life without limits. And she was sharing with me that so many of the kids she works with, again, they're middle school and high school age kids, they can't handle stress. They don't have coping skills. And when things get hard, they fall apart. And so many people are kind of handling them so cautiously and so gently and putting them on medications and removing them from situations that stress them out. And I said, you know, nobody directly taught us, my sister and I, about being strong, about being kind, about removing limits, about getting through tough times. And we were having this great conversation about, you know, if we weren't taught, but we feel like we're pretty stress resilient individuals and we feel like we think outside the box, how do we get there? And it was example. So we can have all these ideas in our heads about how we want to raise kids or who we want to be, but how we get there is not in what we say. It's not in what we know. It's in what we do. It's in who we are. And so when I'm thinking back to the example that was not just in my own home, but in my family, my grandfather had a huge influence on my life. My aunts had a huge influence on my life. My uncles had a huge influence on my life. There's two things that stand out to me that I'm really trying to not only keep in mind, but keep in my days. And the first is none of us took ourselves all that seriously. Things were rough a lot of the times growing up. We had terminal illness in our family. We had divorce. We had death. We had all sorts of stuff. And there was a lot of chaos. Especially when I was in like elementary, middle school, really, really high school as well, actually. Hold on. But even when I would overhear my mom or my aunt having a conversation or my grandparents, they could be talking about something that was very hard and very serious and also laughing. We could be going through a very hard time as a family. And there was always laughter. Someone would go through a very trying time. And while we were all there to support, we were also all there to help them laugh. Laugh at themselves, laugh at the situation, even when it was very serious situations. And that leads me to the second thing that I think is so huge and missing in a lot of how we handle ourselves and the example we set for kids, and my sister really confirmed this in terms of her work with students. It's not binary. It's not either this is a hard time of life or this is an easy time of life. It's not either I am really confident or I'm really insecure. It's not either things are bad or things are good. I'm happy or I'm sad. It's gotta be both. We can simultaneously be struggling and be joyful. We can simultaneously be stressed and accepting and peaceful. In my family, we could be grieving and also celebrating. Truly, truly, not just in the words we said, but truly. The example that I saw that I really want to set is that we could be worried and fearful and also grateful and joyful and laughing. That things could be really dark and also really light. In my own life, I can be simultaneously overwhelmed and totally in control. It's not either or. I can be both worried and at peace. The dark times are not just dark. We can invite lightness into the darkest times. The hardest times don't have to be just struggle bus. We can invite in levity and laughter all the time. We can be in a disagreement with our partner and also make room for fun and make room for love and make room for joy and play. And I'm bringing this attitude into my days, into this day, into my business trip. It can feel hard and also easy. I can be tired and also energized. I can be stressed out and totally in control. And so can you. I hope you got something from this episode. Remember, it's really not about whether you have kids or not, whether you're male or you're female. It's about showing up as the best version of you. Do not forget, I want you to join me for this totally free webinar I'm hosting on the 11th of this month, the 11th of September. That is a Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, totally free, the 3 new rules for success. Just go to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/653. Do it now so you don't forget and register for that webinar. I'll chat with you soon. Make it a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.